Now notice, I'm reading John 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. You notice that it's the town of Mary. And when you get into the home, which I think we'll be visiting, it was the home of Martha. She had charge of the kitchen and all of that. But the town belonged to Mary. Those are different gifts. Some women are given a marvelous gift in the home. And you talk about a woman's liberation movement. I don't know of anyone that's the big boss any more than a wife and her mother in a home. She has full charge of the kitchen and the rest of the house. And she hustles you out of the kitchen, makes you get out of the ice box, and tells you to get outside. She's going to vacuum the rug and get out of bed that she wants to get busy. May I say to you that some women, that's their calling, Christian women. And there are others that have an outside ministry. They teach Bible classes, child evangelism, work in the church. And because your neighbor doesn't work in the church, friend, doesn't mean that she's not serving the Lord. And because these women working outside don't work in their home more doesn't mean they're not serving the Lord by any means. And so it's the town of Mary, but it was the home, actually, of Martha. And will you notice, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. In other words, John is identifying this home for us by telling us this. We'll visit that home ourselves later, and it's a wonderful home to visit. Now will you notice, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. This is an humble home. We know that. Poor folks' home, please. And this is a story that's just filled with tenderness and sweetness. And will you notice that this man Lazarus is also identified? He's the one Jesus loved. Well, what about Paul? Well, Paul said he loved me. And what about John? John said he loved us, and Peter said that he loved us. And by the way, he loves you, and he loves me. So it can be said today, the one whom thou lovest is sick. And that's a child of God anywhere. And notice, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Now, Jesus was not present at the time. He was away. And he tells his disciples, though, he says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. In other words, it's interesting to note that these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. This miracle's performed for the glory of God. Now, will you notice verse 5? Now, Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. He loved the whole family. Loves your family, friend. And I don't care whether you're a Christian or not. He loves you. You can't keep him from loving you, but you sure can put up an umbrella to keep the love of God from entering your life. You can't keep the sun from shining, but you sure can put up an umbrella and get out of the sunshine. Now, will you notice, I'm reading now verse 6, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now, he did that deliberately and purposely. And sometimes he lets one of his own die. When his own dies, really, he's just calling him home, that's all. He's just saying, come on home now. And Lazarus died. But this is all for a purpose. All this is written for you and me, we might believe.